I'm gonna be Santa, you be a little girl.
Oh, wow.
Or you want to both be little girls?
I don't know about that.
What the fuck is the internet?
On the internet?
Fantastic.
That's how I met my new buddies.
You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said...
Fantastic. Rated R.
Ho, ho, ho! Hello, little boy. What's your name?
My name's Heretic, sir.
Nice to meet you, Heretic. Have you been a good boy?
I think so, yeah.
Then what would you like for Christmas? A pony? A train?
No, I was...
What about having your old podcast host back?
You know, yeah, my one wish is to get FaceTap back on the Internet Phantoms podcast, found everywhere where you can get podcasts every Wednesday at...
Fuck, what's the time?
1 p.m., little boy.
At 1 p.m. Eastern, yep. That's all I want, Santa. Oh, yeah, and a couple of Perk 30s and a 40-ounce of malt liquor, please.
That's ironically why FaceTat hasn't been on, I heard.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, what do we got going on? What have you been up to, Heretic? When's the last time we've even had each other on the episode?
What was it, 2, 3, maybe even 4 episodes ago is when I was last on, and I got fucking busy with, like, life, man. I the holidays started coming up, like, quicker, and then financial shit started getting in the way. Fucking, yo, actually, pause. I'll tell you exactly where the fuck I've been today, dog. Okay, so, financially, I had to overdraft my account a little bit the other day. So, you know, I was, like, expecting to be, like, negative $50 in my account. I wake up, and my account is negative, like, $132. Amazon keeps charging for shit. So they've been charging me since fucking June or July, $12.99 a month for fucking Prime. And then like recently, like yesterday, they charged me $10.99 and $9.99 for a digital purchases. And I was like, what the fuck? It says like I haven't used that account to make any orders on products in over 3 months. So it's not making any fucking sense why I've been being charged this shit for like almost 6 months now, right? So I tweet about Amazon, and I'm like, fuck this, fuck that, and fuck the third. And then they tweeted me just because I had the word Amazon in my tweet. And they're like, hey, we're sorry to hear about that. And so I'm actually taking it seriously, and I'm actually being like, yo, this is what the fuck happened. Out of nowhere, hella sidebar, but out of nowhere, these fucking, like, random accounts from, like, India start chiming in being like, oh, so you're gonna help, like, American customers, but you can't give any fucking... attention to your Indian customers. Fuck you guys, like tagging Jeff Bezos and shit. So fucking weird. And I'm sitting here just like, okay, I could like tell these guys to shut the fuck up, but you know what, I'm just gonna ignore it so that way I don't fuck myself.
Yeah, like we love India, shout out India always, but yo, always. Don't fucking start tweeting at my boy because he's tweeting at Amazon. Like, shut the fuck
up.
Yeah,
dude. I guess that opened my eyes to an unknown, like, conflict between the Indian people and Amazon. And I guess that's another research for another episode.
Dude, we got to open up that can of worms on an episode one day.
Oh, we will. That's exactly why I brought it up. So then it gets to the point, you know, so Amazon's, you know, kind of like we're back and forth replying to each other. So then these Indian people on Twitter, like, replied bitching about Amazon. And I was like, okay, I'm going to ignore that. Then out of fucking nowhere, Amazon India replies to me. And they're like, hey, what's the problem? And I'm like, hey, I'm not from India. I don't live in India. I'm not an Indian citizen, anything like that. I'm an American.
That's when you got racist.
Oh, no, I didn't get racist. No. No, I'm sure this guy was like, this stupid American motherfucker, you fucking entitled piece of shit. And like,
moral of the story, is this a fuck Amazon podcast, or is this like a, all right, we'll give you this one, Amazon.
It's kind of fuck Amazon after that, because I never once had a fucking Amazon account, never authorized one. I never gave anybody permission. Like, the whole fucking, like, thing was just fucked from start to end. So, yeah, fuck it, Amazon, bro.
Dipping your Chips Ahoy's in orange juice is so fucking good.
You're a fucking madman. You're insane, dog.
Now, hear me out. My crackhead father used to do it, and he got me into it. So maybe it's not even a normal thing because he did it. Like,
that's fucking crazy,
dude. If you just because they get very mushy very quick, so you have to like dip doom like mad quick.
Okay, I go.
And yo, the tang with the sweet of the chips, yo, it's so fucking good.
I do similar things when I'm super stoned. Like for a while, I used to be on this tip where I would get this like mango guava juice from fucking 7-Eleven, and then I get like a bag of like pecan sandies, and I just fucking sit there and munch and crunch the pecan sandy cookies and like mow it down with some mango guava juice.
Internet Phantoms podcast exclusive. I'm gonna say something I've never told anyone.
This is like the second or third time you said that to me.
Well, no, but this is like, this is just, I'm almost embarrassed of this. So I was like 6. you know the soup crackers, the tiny little, like they're kind of puffed up.
Yeah, soup crackers.
I would eat them. I would chew up a couple.
Yeah.
This is so gross. I was 6. Cut me some slack. I would chew up a couple, and then I would put the chewed part on a regular one and make like a sandwich and straight eat it again.
Oh, buddy, that's gross.
I don't know why.
That's funny.
That might be my most embarrassing moment. But like, well, I know one kid from high school who got fucking blown by his cousin when they were playing house. Nothing that bad's happened to me.
Yeah, I would hope so. God damn, that is insane. Wow.
Disgusting. Oh yeah, Internet Phantoms podcast exclusive. It was.
Oh god, we're gonna definitely have to bleep one of those. We had the house to ourselves for a whole month.
Nice, you guys fucked everywhere.
Without interruption, the same places but without interruption, without having to sneak around, it was nice.
Oh, it's gotta suck.
You know the thing they don't tell you about.
Actually, does that make it more fun?
Yeah. There's like a rush.
Babies make sex fun. Heretic said it first.
It's
not
like
me.
He's asleep. Oh, he's taking a nap. Honestly, that is like one of the unsung things of being a parent. That's like, it's like that, and then finding time to like smoke a bowl real quick. Being like, oh, he's watching.
I'll blow smoke in a fucking baby's face. I don't care.
But it's kind of like that. Like right now, we got 2 seconds while he's distracted to come out and have a cigarette.
Oh shit! Hold up, yo, my bad. It's Kevin Dillon. Yo,
big boy.
What up, baby?
What are you doing?
I'm recording the podcast with Heretic right now.
Oh shit! It's all good, fam. What are you doing tomorrow night?
I'm jerking you off.
All right, I'm already. Yeah, all right.
You heard it here first. Internet Phantoms podcast, all platforms. Kevin Dillon's gonna.
Bye, K Dill. I love you.
He stroked. Heretic said hi, and he loves you.
I love him too. Tell him he's lit as fuck.
You just
oh
told
my
him.
God, I love
a podcast
you.
Soon.
I miss him so much, Doc.
Get on for the New Year's episode.
Yes.
Are we? Is Heretic getting on too?
Yes.
He said, "Yeah."
All right, we're doing it. It's all set in stone.
K-Dill's there. I'll be there.
You heard it here first. Internet Fans Podcast, all platforms. Kevin Dillon Corner. You heard it here first.
All right, boys and ghouls and ghouls and girls and fucking everything in between and farther out. This has been the Internet Phantoms podcast with your boys Henny Milk and the young Heretic minus our boy face tat. He should be back soon. He got a little touch of the icky sticky itis.
A little touch.
A little.
Yeah. A little. Fuck you, face tat. Where you at?
He got a little.
Fight me if you don't like these words. What up? Come on.
He got.
Come
a
on. I'll bring you out the hole. like you're a retired wrestler. I'll have to talk shit about you. I'll come back on TV and get into the ring.
Yeah, man. Internet Phantoms podcast every fucking Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Anywhere you get podcasts. Fuck the free world and yeah.
You heard it here first, baby. Like Heretic said, Internet Phantoms podcast, all platforms. I can't wait for next week when I talk about that. When I was a virgin, I thought the clit was in the pussy. Thank you guys for listening.
Wait, in it?
Where am I?
Doctor, he's awake!
Let me out of this thing! Look at me, Blitzkrieg! Look at me, damn it! It's your legs. I'm sorry, Mr. Blitzkrieg. What? Doctor, what do you mean? Doctor, what happened? No. No! He removed my legs! Jimmy! Mr. Blitzkrieg, there is one option. Just do it. I haven't even told you what it is yet. The operation I have in mind is very high risk and expensive. Fuck the price. Very well. We'll prepare everything for you ASAP. Nurse! And we're back to Lumpy and the Log on 93X The Spook! Up next, you've asked for it, it's Galactus by Swamp Boys here on The Spook! Been a long time since I turned this old radio on. Still works good too. Good, cause I'm gonna need it for later. Better make that call now though. Only got 2 weeks till Jimmy the Gator returns. Still ain't forgive him for what he did to the sergeant. Mind control bullshit. It's me. It's time to go.
Oh ho ho! I suppose it's time to add some red to this green.
Just two men being men. Santa Claus is in red. Ooh yeah, Riz Blitzkrieg, Santa Claus.
Mr. Blitzkrieg, please! It's too dangerous! You've just had your surgery! I don't care about that! I got plans! Please, is there anything we can do? It's too late now. He's already here.
Oh ho ho!
Let's roll, Santa! It's time to fucking save Christmas!
Oh ho ho! I'm thirsty for blood!
$300.